Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
On this very fair 8-degree morning here in sunny Southside Fargo. A little overcast, so not so sunny, but feels like 13, well, it feels like below 13 degrees here, 8 degrees actual. Out there in Tioga, you have a fog mist thing going on. It's 25 degrees, and it feels like -4, feels like below 4. Degrees out there in Tioga. But cheer up, later on in the week, we're going to have 40-degree weather. So looking forward to that. Got the Bermuda shorts hanging out and the flip-flops, you know, right next to them. So we're going to have a good time later on. Couple of news stories that came to my attention yesterday. One in particular, I want to get your take on 855-217-76 extension 2, because I really want to get your take live on air. So, have you seen the forum story with Jack Zaleski, and he's talking about racism, and he basically throws every North Dakotan. Every North Dakotan without a tan under the bus. I mean, this guy, he basically comes out and says that all of the talk show, the talk radio show hosts and all of the folks that call in are basically bigots who need to shut their trap because they're not black and they didn't grow up in a ghetto and that sort of thing. And I'm like, when I heard that, and I don't normally read the forum, and normally when I do is right when I'm lining my parrot's bird cage so, you know, he could do his morning. But this yesterday I had a chance to read it because I was talking with a couple of friends of mine about it, and I'm looking at this. And he basically says, this is what he says, Fargo Moorhead Talk Radio, racists have a local megaphone to spew their bile. Think about that. Often abetted by hosts who either haven't got the courage or the intelligence to challenge the callers. And he gives his one exception, and that will be a guy that will remain nameless. But he basically throws all of the folks that call in to talk radio under the bus and all of the talk radio hosts here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. And I guess my question to Jack, and I invited him to come on the show. I mean, he's got a open invitation to come on the show and speak to me about this. But I'm like, my question to him is, what about me, man? I grew up in the ghetto. And last time I checked, I'm black. So what do you say about me? And what do you, how does he square Charles Barkley? I mean, have you heard Charles Barkley? Not a guy that, you know, I always agree with. But on this issue here, Charles Barkley is spot on. What did he say about folks like Charles Barkley that says basically, and this is after folks come out and call Charles Barkley Uncle Tom, traitor to his race. He should have his black card revoked, that sort of thing. You know, like, that has happened to me here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and pretty publicly, too. And I'm sure you guys remember the whole 630 point of view where I was basically called I was called an Uncle Tom, an Oreo, a new phrase that I had never heard of, a coconut, meaning, you know, black on the outside. You know, white on the inside, but that sort of thing. But so Charles Barkley comes out and he says, you know, all of these, he basically calls the folks that were out there and they were protesting and looting and all that stuff, he called them scumbags. And he says, you know, all these people standing here saying that if they indict him, they were already going to riot. Your mind doesn't go from let me sit here and listen to let me start burning police cars and tearing down buildings without a little bit of lunacy. He also said that cops are pretty awesome and that the ghetto would be the wild, wild west without them. He said that the notion that cops are out there trying to kill black men is ridiculous. He also says we have to look at ourselves in the mirror. There's a reason why they racially profile us at times. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong, but to act like we have no responsibility for some of this stuff is disingenuous. That's Charles Barkley, Jack. I mean, how do you square that? And last time I checked, he was black. Yo, so there you go. Craig out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, Craig. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hello, can you hear me? You know, people like
I can.
That, they're so obsessed with. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, people like Jack are so obsessed with white guilt. They look at the world in a different way than somebody who's more objective.
But he would call us the racist. But and I saw this morning that there are some institutes of higher learning that plan on having courses on white privilege and that sort of thing. How does that move us forward at all, as a matter of fact? How does that move us forward? I mean, we're going to have kids in higher education coming out of there thinking, God, there's something wrong with me because everything that I have in life is based on white privilege. They're going to go back to their moms and dad and go, you guys are evil because of your white privilege. And who is telling the young black men and women out there, hey, you need to get off your butt, shake off the government shackles, and do for yourself? Who's telling them that? Who's talking about black pride and not white privilege? Black pride to me is getting off your butt and making something of yourself. I mean, how much pride can you stuff into that, the individual? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, that's the sad thing, because it's not about so much color as it is economic status. Poor white people have some of the hard breaks as poor black people. It's just
right.
It's whether you get yourself an education and go from there, or you just do in the government dole and perpetuate the no fathers and all that stuff and keep on living that lifestyle. You're not going to go anywhere. It's not race. It's economics.
And I don't know if you saw the 6:30 Point of View interview Chris and I did with the kid at Fargo South. You know, the kid that had the little video. He was sagging his pants, acting like a thug, cursed out the teacher and the vice principal and the school resource officer, started yelling, you know, Mike Brown and Ferguson and all of that stuff. I asked him, you know, how much culpability does he hold in that whole situation? He said none. And I think that is where we start. And I told him that. I said, that's where we got to start, man. You have to look at yourself and ask, how did you affect this situation? What was your culpability here? And once we start there, we got a real conversation, not this one-sided thing where white people are afraid to say anything because they're going to be labeled a bigot, and the black folks are like, yeah, that's right, you know, and they own no culpability. We keep getting this vicious cycle, but I'll digress.
The sad thing is that President Obama, he has never lived in the ghetto, nor have I, but his kids will never live in a poor black neighborhood or a poor white neighborhood. So for him to blame it all on race, I think overlooks the bigger issue.
You don't think that Barack is down for the struggle?
Hasn't been so far. See you later.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, under Barack Obama's policies, this guy has been the worst thing for minorities in a very long time. Black folks were doing better under Bush. You know, and every black person I know hates Bush. But black folks were doing better under Bush than they are under this president, who is down for the cause, man. Anyway, the Jack is just, he is nuts. I don't understand how this guy gets ink. He gives this one example of his life. I mean, maybe he's a closet bigot, and he is projecting his bigotry onto the broader society here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. That's what I see. And he gives this example of going to a pizzeria and seeing a bunch of brown-skinned folks and automatically getting a little intimidated, and he didn't know how he felt about that. And, well, find a couch, man. Find a couch. Leave it off the forum. Find a good couch. And if you want, I could counsel you. You can sit on the couch and spew all of your innermost thoughts at me. I'll tell you to get up and wipe your eyes and stop being a pansy, and we move on. We'll be right back with Ellen and Blanquita.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at nessaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessaconsulting.com. That's nessaconsulting.com. nessaconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
About this time, we're going to dispense a little common sensory via Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum. We're going to talk about some news, and we're going to get the left's perspective from Ellen Radner, and we're going to get the right's perspective from Blanquita Cullum. So I want to welcome both of them to the Common Sense Club. And
wait a minute. That's not it.
I completely don't have them now.
You don't have who? Ellen? Blanquita?
I lost them. Hello?
I think that I can hear them, but they can't hear me. So I think I'm just going to talk a little bit. What I wanted to speak with them about is two things, actually. The omnibus spending bill. I had a lot of conversation about this on my social media. The new omnibus spending bill is about to be rammed through the House, and pretty much, in my humble opinion, the same way that Obamacare was passed, a massive bill, is going to be presented to the members of both parties. They're going to be given minimal time to read the bill. And as my grits are sufficiently cheese, I'm sure that the House conservatives are also, their grits are cheese also about how this thing is going. He's putting the squeeze on them by rushing through a $1 trillion with a T. spending bill in this last week of the session. I think Thursday is when they have to vote on it. But think about that. Speaker Boehner, back in 2010, these are his own words. He says, can you say it was done openly, with transparency and accountability, without backroom deals and struck behind closed doors, hidden from the public and the people? Heck no, and he didn't use the word heck. Heck no, you can't. Well, in my humble opinion, he should heed his own wisdom. He should heed his own words. The folks don't like this. We don't know what's in there. And it, if I understand it correctly, they've got a whole lot of goodies in there, a whole lot of things that they just shoved in at the last minute, which is why they don't want folks to read it. That's a problem, man. Come on. Seriously, if you're going to be Democrat light, why are you the Speaker of the Republican Party again? I don't know. Do we have Eleanor Blanquita yet? Guess not. So 855-217-76, extension 2. Let me know what you think about Boehner's little plan here to wrangle the votes to get this thing passed. What do you think? And I want you. Later on what's on your mind, when Kramer is on, ask him about it. I mean, ask him how he feels. Let's get the true measure of the man. See what he thinks about this, because I don't like it. Doesn't pass the smell test for me. I think that Speaker Boehner should heed his own advice from back in 2010, and we should do this. We should make it a regular thing. When we have our politicians and they're saying things now, we should go back in history, get their real feelings on the matter, and you just show it to them. Be like, okay, I understand what you're saying now, but this was you back in 2005, 2010. You know, we should do that. Hold them accountable. I mean, my goodness, I don't get it. So we had this continuing resolution for like the past 6 years, and all of a sudden, we got to pass this omnibus budget bill. Why again? I've heard tons of really good suggestions, tons of them, and I'm not seeing any of those suggestions now. What I see is a kumbaya, go along to get along. We're not going to rock the boat. We're going to be told, and I guarantee this is going to happen. We're going to be told that, you know, just hold on. We got to keep our powder dry, and next year we'll fix it. And then when next year rolls around, they're going to be like, hold on, keep your powder dry, because we don't want to lose 2016. And nothing will ever change. They're going to keep on, and I know this is a tired saying. I get tired of hearing it myself. But what's going to happen is they're going to keep kicking that can down the road, and we're still going to be chasing it, and they're still going to be laughing at us. We've been Overton windowed so much. We've been Groovered so much that it's become like a thing. We're like, okay, well, that's just the way things work now. No, man. We're always being Grubered. We're always being, you know, Overton window. The liberals want to move us way a couple blocks to the left. and the Republicans go, wait a minute, we're gonna stick up for you. We can't go that far to the left, but we're gonna be moderate. We're gonna come to meet you in the middle. Well, that's still half a block to the left. But we want to be on the right. Be on the right. When are we going to have our representatives that represent our feelings on this matter? And I have no doubt Andrew's not going to take any conservative suggestions or thoughts on this thing. He's going to do what he's going to do. And I would love to get Kramer's take on that. I would also love to get Blanquita Cullum's take on that. So, Blanquita, can you hear me now?
I can. I couldn't hear you at all. And, in fact, I'm going to put you on speaker because then you can get Ellen and me.
Okay, there you go.
Well, it won't work? You want to just try it?
Yeah, I think there will be a little feedback, though.
They say there's feedback. So I tell you what, ask me the question, and then I will pass it to her.
Okay, first thing, we only have 2 minutes, too. I want to get your take on the omnibus spending bill, $1 trillion. A lot of conservatives are saying that it's done basically like Obamacare. What do you think? Should Boehner walk this back, or, you know, should they go for
it? I'd walk it back. I mean, honestly, right now with that whole thing, with that report coming out, they'd have at least an excuse to walk anything back. And, Ellen, he's talking about the omnibus spending bill. What do you think about it? You have less than 30 seconds here. Pick up the phone.
I think it's a great idea, and they ought to get it together because we can't afford to have our government default on loans.
Okay, there you go. Do you think that they're going to actually have time to read it and parse it out and all of that stuff?
Of course they're not going to have time to read it. Would you have time to read to 1,000-some pages? No.
So pass it without actual knowledge of what's in there?
How many bills were passed in Congress without actual knowledge, your head would spin.
Oh, it wouldn't. And I think that's one of the problems we have here. And I also want to ask you about the CIA report that's coming out. What do you think? Are you for that? Are you against that?
Blanquita and I, and we were hoping to be on a little earlier because we've been arguing about it all morning. We disagree violently about this issue.
Oh, okay. So do you think that they should? This report
should? I think
it's
like the Pentagon Papers, and it ought to come out.
Okay. Blanquita?
Let me get Blanquita. Blanquita.
The torture report. Oh, the torture report. Can you imagine how many lives are going to be jeopardized? They've already raised a terror threat.
Oh, man.
I told Ellen, I said, you know, that's fine. Why would you go out there and do anything covert knowing that your government's not even going to cover your ass? I mean, it makes me really...
Blanquita, our time is gone already. We have to talk about this tomorrow. Blanquita Cullum, Ellen Ratner, tomorrow morning we'll discuss this issue. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the Red Kettle Drive. Right after this.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Welcome back. I like that tune, man. It's a little upbeat. I'm like chair dancing right now. That's pretty cool. I wanted to come back on, and I really wanted to go back in history a little bit. This is the giving season. This is Christmas. We just come off of Thanksgiving, and I really wanted to do something with the Salvation Army that has this spirit of giving back. And before I bring my next guest on, I'm going to give you a little bit of the history of the Red Kettle. Way back in 1891, Salvation Army Captain Joseph McPhee, he was distraught because so many poor folks in San Francisco were going hungry. So he was thinking about this thing, and he said, "What I want to do is I want to provide free Christmas dinner for the destitute and the poverty-stricken." He just had one major hurdle to overcome, and that was funding. So he's thinking about it. He's like, you know, where am I going to get this money? And he remembered how at Stage Landing, where the boats used to come in, there was a large iron kettle called a Simpson's pot, on which the folks that were passing by, they toss a coin or two in there to help out the poor. So he grabbed a similar pot. He stood beside that pot with a sign that said, "Keep the pot boiling," and soon enough he had enough money to see that the folks there were properly fed at Christmas. Now, 6 years after that, that idea spread from the West Coast all the way over to the Boston area. There was a combined effort, a nationwide effort, that resulted in 150,000 Christmas dinners for the needy. And so we look at that today. That tradition feeds and assists more than 4.5 million folks through the Thanksgiving and the Christmas time period. So think about that. They help a lot of folks. And not only is it here in America now, that tradition, Captain McPhee's kettle idea, it launched a tradition that spread all the way across the world. There are red kettles now in Korea, Japan, Chile, in many European countries. So this idea has not only taken hold here in America, it is like a global thing where folks go in and they help the poor. So today we're going to have, as a matter of fact, Major Elaine with the Salvation Army to tell us how we can help with their Red Kettle Drive. And I want to welcome Major Elaine to the Common Sense Club.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, not a problem. Now, we walk past those guys and gals and the little guys and gals, like we tots ringing those bells, like right around this time every year. And many of the folks here in this area, I know they give generously. Every time I'm ever out there ringing a bell, my pot runneth over. So that's a cool thing. And I want to know, first of all, I want some info on how the folks can sign up for this. You can go online, I hear, and sign up for different times and things like that. I want you to break that down for us.
Yes, this is the first year we've had the ability to sign up online, and we're pretty excited about it. It's working very well. And you go to the Salvation Army North, .org, and then from that you'll link to the Fargo page. And then from the Fargo page, you can link to Register to Ring. That's the name of the program that we're using, and it's working really well. About 20-25% of the people who've signed up this year have used the online system. So it's working really, really good, making it more efficient. Or you can call the Salvation Army, and we can do it the old school way as well.
And there ain't nothing wrong with old school.
Right, 232-5565.
5565. Good deal. And I was on the, I looked at the Register to Ring, and I've never seen this site before. And I'm always on the Salvation Army site, but it is completely user friendly. And I mean, they got everything from the selected date range to the locations, and there are tons. I'm looking at this. I didn't know that there were that many locations in the Fargo-Moorhead area. And have the cities, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. So anywhere that you are, there is a location that can suit your needs, and you go out there. How long do you need us to be out there ringing bells?
Our shifts are 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And sometimes friends just get together and one of them takes an hour and a quarter and the other one takes the second hour and a quarter, or they just ring together because that's a lot of fun too. There's lots of ways that you can do it and organize it. We have, I met one guy who said that every year he had a Christmas party, and the way to come to his Christmas party is you had to volunteer to ring 60 hours.
Wow.
He said he had to give that up because he couldn't find enough spots for everybody. But actually, I think it just got a little cumbersome. But that's it, you know. People have all kinds of creative ways of helping us get the word out and get the ringing done.
So how many folks do you guys help out here in the Fargo-Moorhead area with this kettle drive? Do you have a solid number or an estimation?
You know, there is absolutely no way to come up with that total number because the funds, you know, during Christmas we do a multiple, all kinds of things. Yesterday we partnered with Slumberland and the Knights of Columbus, and they delivered beds to 37 children.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then we've done Thanksgiving food boxes for 350 families. We'll be doing Christmas food boxes for about 650 families. We did a Thanksgiving dinner the day before Thanksgiving for about 160 people. We'll be doing a Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve for another big group. And, you know, the great thing about this is it doesn't just, it's not at Christmas time only. The funds help us do things year-round. So it's really hard to come up with a solid number of how many people it helps. But, you know, on any given month, between what we do in family services and the meals that we serve, we're going to reach around 5,000 to 7,000 people.
Yeah. And one thing that I love about the Salvation Army, a lot of organizations, they have their little monikers, and very few of them actually adhere to those, those monikers that they have out there, their mantra. But you folks, the folks over at the Salvation Army, when they say, you know, doing the most good, did you hear just in this that tiny little 1 minute conversation that we just had, all of the things that you guys do for the folks? I think that is awesome. And if folks want to be a part of this, you just go to the SalvationArmyNorth.org website, and, you know, just click on programs that help or ways to give or to volunteer. They actually have on the drop down menu all the opportunities, and the second one is bell ringing. Click on that, and the page opens up, and wherever you are in the Fargo-Moorhead area, you can give back. You can do the most good with the Salvation Army, and that's pretty cool. And I got to take myself to task here because I haven't rang bells this year.
You know, you're on the page. You can sign up right now. Great idea.
I am going to do that. I'm going to have the whole family out there. And normally, every year I do it, as a matter of fact, a couple times a year. But, I'm kind of a little upset with myself that I have not. I've been a little busy. That's not an excuse, but there you go.
I'm going to be checking. I'll be nagging you if you don't get on there.
Oh, man, last thing you want is a major on your butt. So I'm signing up today. So
all right.
There you go.
That's good.
Is this a good thing for kids to do? I see kids out there. Is this a good thing?
It's a great opportunity for children, although we do ask that they have an adult with them if they're under the age of 16. And it's a great way to start teaching your kids about giving back and that there are people who have bigger needs sometimes than they do, and they can kind of get a sense of helping others and seeing their needs. So that's a great idea.
And that's what the spirit of these holiday seasons are all about. A lot of times we get lost in the commercialization of Christmas and Thanksgiving and we kind of lose grasp or sight of the actual meaning of the holidays. And I think that this is an awesome way to do it. And it's not as simple as, here, honey, write out a check for, this much. And you don't really think about it because, it's not really coming from the heart. You got the money. You give a little bit. If you're out there ringing bells, that means that you are intimately involved in this process. And you're making that conscious decision to give back. So I love that concept. And you don't just have to ring bells, even though I want the folks out there to go sign up to ring bells because, you could always use more bell ringers. But you can volunteer in a ton of ways over there at the Salvation Army.
And the great news is you can volunteer year round.
Yeah.
We have people who serve on a weekly basis in our kitchen. We have people who serve on a monthly basis. Lots of opportunities for all different kinds of things that we do in the summer, year round, coat drives, all those kinds of things. There's lots of opportunities.
How do you, here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, when you have these volunteer drives, are the folks pretty responsive?
We have a fabulous group of volunteers, and they are very responsive. And, when we have a special need, we can call them or email them, and they step right up. We have a fabulous group of volunteers. I can't say enough about how generous the Fargo, Fargo-Moorhead area is with their money, with their time, with their talents. Just a tremendous outpouring of sharing with the other people is very, very nice. I've seen it anywhere else in this, and not in the quantity that we have and the quality.
Yeah, the folks here are awesome, and I don't say that enough. I mean, I say that all the time on these airwaves. The folks here are phenomenal, and I've lived in a lot of different places around the country, and here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, awesome folks, always. I want to ask you two questions. One, did you get your cougar ins?
We have had 2 1-ounce gold coins. They're
nice.
Valued about as high as a Kruger Inn, but we haven't had this specific Kruger Inn. But you'll be the first to know that last night we got a tenth of an ounce of gold, and this is the third tenth of an ounce that we've received this year.
Nice.
And so we've gotten 2 1-ounce gold coins and now 3 tenth of an ounce gold coins.
And think about how special you'll feel if you volunteer and you're standing there, you're ringing your bell, and the next day they say, the West Fargo Hornbacher's location received a cougar in last night. Think about how you'll feel about that. Thank you,
it's
Major.
It's pretty exciting. Thank you very much.
It is. Thank you, Major Elaine. And
all right,
for everything that you guys do at the Salvation Army, thank you from the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nothing like some good 80s music to get your blood pumping there. That's pretty good. So, we just had Major Lane on from the Salvation Army. I love the Salvation Army. They're pretty awesome, folks out there. So if you want to help, if you want to help out, whether you have a specific talent to offer or simply just an hour or two of your time, the Salvation Army is the place to turn your passion into action. Find the opportunity on the SalvationArmyNorth.org website. You just go to the community pages, volunteering, and they have bell ringing, outgoing opportunities, seasonal. That's Thanksgiving food box registration, Christmas food box registration, summer meal program, anything that you feel that you have the time to, you know, to give to these folks. I would encourage you to do it. So go to the page, find an opportunity, an opportunity that piques your interest, and then call Kimberly Wagner at 701-356-2688 and sign up. It's that simple, or you can sign up online. But I would really rather see Kimberly over there at the Salvation Army running around answering her phone like 100 times in the next hour. So let's keep her busy. 701-356-2688. Call her. Register to ring bells or whatever you have time to do. Let's do the most good with the Salvation Army. Those are some awesome folks over there. Now, let's go out to Bob in Grafton. What's on your mind, Bob? Hey, Bob. What's on your mind, buddy? I think Bob can hear me, but I can't hear him. That's what I think is going on here. Anyway, later on, stay tuned for Todd and keep this conversation going. Anything that you hear on this show, keep it going on what's on your mind. And what's on your mind today will be Todd Mitchell and Eugene Grainer. And I want you guys to pressure Todd Mitchell. Don't tell him it came from me. Pressure Todd Mitchell to get out there and put a bell in his hand and ring for the Salvation Army. Let's do it. Call him in the next hour and say, hey, Leon issued a challenge for you to go out. Well, don't say my name. Just say, hey, have you been out there ringing bells yet? Why don't you do that? It's kind of bug him a little bit. I want to see him out there. There you go. Do we have Bob up?
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
There we go. I heard the swoosh. Okay. Yeah, Leon, I just wanted to make a comment about the gentleman who put the article in there for him about attacking the talk radio shows here. And allow me to bloviate for a minute, if you would, and then I'll turn it back over to you. You know, I call this radio show quite frequently because I believe there's a lot of common sense and logic that's dispersed about quite important topics on this show. I don't believe there's any sort of racism on this particular talk radio show. And I would like to just say that the gentleman's comments in and of themselves are racist. So, like you made a little comment earlier that there's probably some underlying issues with this individual, and I agree. A thief never trusts anyone. So I think he might have some underlying issues of some racism of himself. So let me just categorize myself here. I'm a Christian, conservative, veteran, father, country-loving American. I believe we all belong to a race, and that's the human race. If you cut anyone's skin, we're all going to bleed red, no matter what the color and the pigmentation of our skin. So, I think that political correctness and relative truth are some of the biggest problems in this country. I believe that homosexuality and lesbianism is an abomination to God and to nature. I believe that abortion is nothing less really than murder. So what does that make me? I think it's really worse than murder.
I think it's worse than murder because when you murder someone, they can fight back. They're not helpless. They're not voiceless, that sort of thing. It is, to me, 100 times worse to kill a kid that has no voice and in the safest place it's ever supposed to know. And his mother's, don't even get me started on that, but you're right.
Exactly. And I believe, as a frequent caller to this show, I believe that the quality of a person's character and the integrity of their actions defines who that individual or her may be, not the color of their skin. And I believe a lot of Americans feel that way. And I also believe that this president and his administration and Al Sharpton and all these other individuals, they are the ones that are causing a lot of these problems in this country. And, if you remember back in 08, Obama had one of his campaign promises was that we need a million-man civilian police force as well-funded and as well-equipped as the military.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, you should find those, dig those up, and play those, because that really should send shivers up people's spines. And then on top of that, You know, just recently the federal government purchased, you know, well over a billion rounds of ammunition. So clearly they're getting ready for something. They're getting ready to also pass this $1 trillion omnibus spending bill, which is ridiculous in my mind. Why they would give Harry Reid and Barack Obama the keys and the checkbook like that. You know, anything
who's
that Barack Obama
for
or Harry Reid. Exactly. I don't know what's happening, but I really clearly think that, you know, they're purposely going to do something to this economy that is going to be in the future here, if it's not stopped, is going to be irreversible. Because
hey Bob,
really
Bob, that's the music. We're out of time, man. On Friday, I'm going to have a whole segment just for callers. So call in on Friday, and I'm just going to let you go, man. You're awesome. Stay tuned for What's on Your Mind, coming back right after the break.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.